Welcome to the Talking Data podcast for the week of June 23rd. I'm Ed Burns, site editor for Search Business Analytics, and I'm here with Jack Vaughn, site editor for Search Data Management. Jack just returned from sunny San Jose, California, where he attended the Hadoop Summit. And so, Jack, I understand while you were out there, there was a lot of discussion about SQL on Hadoop. So why don't you tell us the latest on that topic?
Yeah. Well, I think it was fair to say last year Yarn and Hadoop 2 were the main topic, and we went back again this year. Something that was undercurrent a year ago and still happening is SQL on Hadoop. It gives pause because a new technology comes out. Hadoop is not the first exciting such technology that captures imagination. And then it sets out to add all the unexciting characteristics of the technology it's replacing, in this case, SQL. And the fact is there are a lot of people who are able to program SQL. More so, there's a sort of body of users, business analysts and so forth, that are used to a certain style of interactive querying of reports and data. And that's something that Hadoop is probably going to find useful. People are going to get stuff out of this great mass of big data that Hadoop is bringing together. They're going to be using, in some cases, SQL-like tools. It's quite a variety.
It sounds like we should be expecting to see some growth in the number of vendors that are putting out SQL querying tools for Hadoop.
They've been talking about it, and I think we're seeing it now that it's happening. Merv Adrian, who's a Gartner analyst, longtime data industry watcher, he and his colleagues at Gartner suggest that SQL on Hadoop, additions to Hadoop, are the primary type of addition to Hadoop this year. And he categorizes it in a few ways. I'll just give you a couple of them, but people do their own creation of SQL queries, often using the Hive add-on to Hadoop. Specific Hadoop distributions have specific SQL tools. Cloudera has Impala. Pivotal, which was formerly Greenplum, has Hawk. Hortonworks has Tez. Well, both MapR and Cloudera support Spark. Let me go through some of the recent products. You know, Microsoft is involved and is bringing over some of its SQL Server latest and greatest capabilities that in the area of in-memory vector query processing and column stores. And they have, working with Hortonworks and working with the Hadoop community, have brought that to Hive via Stinger 2. Again, that's one of the most closely watched SQL on Hadoop options. HP Vertica has integrated its SQL analytics platform with MapR distribution of Apache Hadoop. That's news of late. Actian Corp, which has taken its vector-wise vector processing technology and is doing queries of the SQL variety inside Hadoop.
And so what does all that build up to?
Again, the situation has been that the Hadoop, people have run jobs on Hadoop and then gone off, not just for cups of coffee, but whole pots, come back to get the results. That's not what they're used to in the world of SQL. And if Hadoop is going to gain ground, it's going to probably have to get good at this. And our friend, the analyst Tony Beer, even went to the point of saying that SQL is probably a gateway drug to Hadoop, meaning people will start there and move from there. Merv Adrian said a lot of these people that are enterprise users are going to look for established vendors, mostly SQL vendors, to provide and support Hadoop through their SQL offerings. So we may be moving to a new stage of Hadoop.
In a previous Talking Data podcast, you and I discussed our experiences at the MIT CIO Symposium and how a lot of speakers were talking about how there's a specific analytics or data management tool for pretty much every single task that there is, and that how this has somewhat fragmented the market for big data tools. And so now I hear you talking about how there are all these different vendors who are trying to do SQL on Hadoop in their own way, and they have their own specific ways of doing it. And so it sounds like that may be actually fragmenting the market even farther. And so is that your take, or how do you see it?
Well, the people in open source like to say there's many ways to skin a cat. And when we talked before, we talked about all these different ways of doing SQL on Hadoop. Again, it's going to vary. The people that have strong SQL backgrounds are going to lean more towards seeing that as the way into Hadoop. And yet upstarts, had a chance to talk with an individual who was really to tell me what was wrong with SQL programming, how it slowed down big data, both in development particularly. So, you know, it is a variety, and one would like to see a little more flatness. It would make the journey a little less rocky.
And so I'm sure at this conference there was some discussion beyond SQL on Hadoop. So can you tell me a little bit about some of your other key takeaways from the conference?
Well, I recall Tom Davenport, who's a longtime observer of IT doings and of late both analytics and big data. He called himself the token East Coast representative at this San Jose event. At times it did seem like anything east of Berkeley was far off for this crowd. He had some fun with the notion, and he did say he was seeing more than just the online companies from Silicon Valley, but the LinkedIn, the Twitters, and the Facebooks, and the Yahoos, Yahoo being actually a sponsor, co-sponsor of the event with Hortonworks. The focus of Hadoop is very much with those type of internet companies. Nevertheless, Davenport seen Hadoop used in the Bank of America, at WellPoint and Staples and Progressive Insurance. He points out that these organizations are very data oriented and very established, and he does say that he thinks the future of Hadoop is integration with the tools of the organizations that were just named, and actually many of them SQL tools that we've just been discussing.
Well, it's all very interesting. I mean, we hear tons of hype around Hadoop these days, and so it's always good to hear some more specific examples of what's actually happening in that area. So thank you, Jack, for giving us the recap of the conference, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on this edition of Talking Data.